Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Good morning to you. I hope that you're having a fantastic day. It is April 21st, and welcome to Daily Dose. Today, we're going to talk about money. We're going to get all up in your business, and we're going to talk about money. And we're going to talk about the wisdom it takes to really be a steward of our finances, a steward of what God has already provided us. And if we're foolish enough to think that God has not provided us with money, then we truly are foolish. If you have your Bibles, open with me to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, and read with me in verse 4. Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a man who is stingy. Do not desire his delicacies. For he is like one who is inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten and waste your pleasant words. This is an interesting verse. And I'll tell you what this reminds me of. When we talk about this idea of so many things, and I'll get back into the scripture in a minute. When Brittany and I went to London about 4 years ago, things in Europe are a little differently. Growing up in Germany, I had an understanding of kind of how Europe worked. Whereas in America, we are used to something called free refills. Well, in Europe, they don't give free refills. And so every time you get something, get a new cup, get another drink, it's an additional charge. And so, if you know anything about my wife, you know that she can drink water like a camel. And so, water is not free. In fact, in Europe, the free water that you can get is usually mineral water, which I don't like, Brittany doesn't like, which I don't know why that's free and tap water is not. But anyway, we were in London, and we decided that one night we were going to spoil ourselves. We went to a nice London steakhouse. And so Brittany was pounding water, like just chugging water like crazy. She kept getting more and more water. And I said, Brittany, you've got to stop. And she said, I can't stop. I'm really thirsty. We had been walking all day. She was extremely dehydrated. And so she kept drinking water. Well, come to find out, she drank a lot of water. She drank like $60 worth of water. And so, What I see here when I read this verse about the man who's sitting there calculating is this waitress that's sitting there continually refilling Brittany's water and just tallying up how many glasses that she has drank. But as we begin to look at this verse a little bit more closely, verse 4, it says, do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes fall upon it, it is gone. For suddenly it sprouts wings like flying like an eagle toward heaven. We spend our lives, we are told to spend our lives in the pursuit of money. The American dream is that we make plenty of money. We have tons of money. We have tons of disposable income. But the fact of the matter is that money doesn't always solve happiness. In fact, I've come to find out that the more money you make, the more money you spend. It's weird how things just kind of pop up that you don't expect as expenses when you start making more money. Well, as you continue going on, just acquiring for wealth, you come to the end of the life, and what have you achieved? Maybe you've achieved financial stupendous in your life, but what's that money going to do for you in eternity? Nothing. Because it's like an eagle that just flies away to heaven. It vanishes. If you've ever had the opportunity to be get a large sum of money, for example, maybe a tax refund or something like that, aren't you amazed at how quickly that money just disappears? And suddenly you sit here and you're sitting down and you're trying to find yourself scratching your head saying, where did all this money go? We have to be careful what our focus is really on. Is our focus on dollars and cents? Or is our focus on getting wisdom, getting God's wisdom? That's what it should be. When we talk about God's wisdom and money, there's several things that we can talk about. You can go listen to Dave Ramsey. In fact, one of the best things that my wife ever did for our marriage was she would just give me an allowance. We have a budget and she just gives me an allowance. And that just solved all of our financial fights. I want you today to think about your finances. Examine where you are financially. And really just pray that God would give you wisdom in A, how your finances should be, and B, what your finances should be used for. Maybe you have some disposable income. Pray how God could use that disposable income or how he wants you to use it. I'm not saying that you've got to give all your disposable income to the church, but maybe there's something that God is working and giving and blessing you for so that maybe down the road you can bless someone else, someone who is in need, someone who might not have as much. Hope you all have a fantastic day, and I will see you tomorrow.